so the value for the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, there's no mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, something's worth less than a pruta. Moshe was asked nowadays, how do you define pruta? Because regardless, if you measure it against the silver standard which is given in the Rambam, etc., it's a very minimal amount. But practically, you can't do anything with it. So he actually raised, the question was asked him many years ago, and he then said, possibly, he wasn't sure, he said possibly that nowadays you can't buy anything for that amount of money, so you would go up to regards to dinner with Shabbos Aveda, up to the next amount. So he left it as a question. You're dealing with something of the right, so you have to be careful. The next half of the question was, he was asked, what about if this thing is only valuable to the person who lost it? It has no value in the shuk. Normally we evaluate pruta based on what it sells on the market. But over here it has no market value. The person loses a passport. Assuming no person is not going to be a ganav, nobody's going to use a passport. It doesn't sell in the market. There's no market for a personal passport. But for the person who lost it, it's very valuable. So that's a machloek is actually the Nesivis says that you're potter in that case. And the Chazani says you're chayiv, but Rashi also passes that you're chayiv in that case in the Shabbos Aveda. Even though so the value of the pruta is it's the value to the person who lost it, not to the person, what's out there in the marketplace. What comes up very common nowadays, because things are so, even if they're worth a pruta, but the people take them, in general, we're very careless about our money. The things are very minimal amounts. You don't mind, you don't bend down to pick up the penny. So you left your pen there. Leave the pen there. I'll get a different one. The type of an attitude. How does that play out into the din of Hashavas Aveda? So Shlomo Zalman actually said a person who is constantly leaving his things and you're returning to them, that he keeps leaving it again. The more, so you have to do Hashavas Aveda 100 times. So what was that case of the Gemara? The fellow was being careful and ran away, and careful and ran away, the animal, let's say. Or the person was being careless. See, if you understand the word he was being careless, apparently that's not a problem. Even though he's careless, you have a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. But you find by pre-containing that if the Bible says, you know what, listen, it's your mitzvah, I'm not going to involve myself, you do it. Oh, but then you're positive from doing it. So a person is being careless about his money, he couldn't care, he's just living it out. He says, possibly in that situation, you're a potter again. It does not come to a conclusion on that question. So those are two questions that are very common nowadays. You find something that makes matters. You know the guy left it there. He's not going to care about it. He's not interested in seeing it. He'll leave it. You'll give it back to him. You know what? You'll find it there again tomorrow. Because you give it back to him, he's going to leave it there again. So are you mechuyev to do a Shabbos Aveda in that situation? Again, so Shlomo Zalman left that as a question, and that's an area which I am still thinking about. There is a breakfast meeting for the seniors in Rabbi Lyman's Shirim. Have a good morning.